Everything happened fast for years. A couple months on the street, a couple months in jail, a couple in the psych or the halfway and back on the street again. This job, that job, always only for a couple months or weeks before something happened. Sober for a few months and then not. A couple months on this pill or that one. Effexor, Risperdal, Lamictal, Seroquel, Latuda, Lexapro, Trazodone. I couldn't even tell you what I was taking when I was taking it. I would wake up in the halfway house before a bellboy shift and think I had to go trim hedges. I would wake up in the psych thinking I was in the park, ready to go hit a lick. I would bang a speedball, come to my senses, and think it was time for Richard Simmons. I would wake up in jail nervous that I missed my PO appointment. Everything was time soup in my head. Dumplings of memories and noodly thoughts. I woke up in a crack motel at 3 in the afternoon, thinking it was 3 in the morning. I looked for my keys for 30 minutes, thinking I had to go to the warehouse by the airport to bag newspapers and run my route, only to remember that I didn't have a car, and my newspaper job didn't start for another 3 years. Even the books I read would twist and braid into one another. I would start a new chapter of whatever Hemingway, and in that half of a blank page get mixed up. Get confused, embrace myself for 80 pages of Milton, expecting verse, expecting marching feet, poetic contractions and confusion, and instead, see those little sprints of sentences, simplicity in Paris, Africa, Cuba, Spain, godless expatriation, modernity, and all the hunting and the fishing and the bullfighting and the love, not love, Key West, the only place of his I knew, and then I would forget again. And ready myself for a fight with Milton, with God and tangled meaning, no underlying iceberg truths, but God on the surface snarled in an iambic jungle. And then my roommate would come into our tiny halfway house apartment and bitch about his ex-wife, or the chow carts would get rolled in, or the public library was closing for the night, or the compulsions would come up through my stomach and force me out into the world. In the story of my life that replays constantly in some faraway lobe in my brain, narration begins.